teachers of what you call tantric sex, which is a very high form of sexual expression, incidentally, know that if you come to sex with hunger for sex, your ability to pleasure your partner and to experience a prolonged and joyful union of souls and bodies, which is a very high reason to experience sexuality, by the way, is greatly diminished. Tantric lovers, therefore, often self-pleasure before they pleasure each other. This is frequently done in the presence of each other, and usually with the encouragement and help and loving guidance of each other. Then, when initial hungers have been satisfied, the deeper thirst of the two, the thirst for ecstasy through prolonged union, can be gloriously satisfied. The mutual self-pleasuring is all part of the joyfulness, the playfulness, the lovingness of sexuality fully expressed. It is one of several parts. The experience you call coitus or intercourse might come at the end of a two-hour encounter of love, or it might not. For most of you, it is very nearly the only point of a 20-minute exercise. That is 20 minutes if you're lucky.
You know, I had no idea this was going to turn into a sex manual.
It's not. But it wouldn't be so bad if it did. Most people have a lot to learn about sexuality and its most wondrous, beneficial expression. I was nevertheless still seeking to illustrate the larger point.
The more pleasure you give yourself, the more pleasure you can give to another. Likewise, if you give yourself the pleasure of power, you have more power to share with others. The same is true of fame, wealth, glory, success, or anything else which makes you feel good. By the way, I think it's time we looked at why a certain thing does make you feel good.
Okay, I give up. Why?
Feeling good is the soul's way of shouting, "This is who I am." Have you ever been in a classroom where the teacher was taking attendance, calling the roll, and when your name was called, you had to say, "Here"?
Yeah, yes.
Well, feeling good is the soul's way of saying, "Here." Now, a lot of people are ridiculing this whole idea of doing what feels good. They say this is the road to hell, yet I say it is the road to heaven. Much depends, of course, on what you say feels good. In other words, what kinds of experiences feel good to you? Yet I tell you this, no kind of evolution ever took place through denial. If you are to evolve, it will not be because you've been able to successfully deny yourself the things that you know feel good, but because you've granted yourself these pleasures and found something even greater. For how can you know that something is greater if you've never tasted the lesser? Religion would have you take its word for it. That is why all religions ultimately fail. Spirituality, on the other hand, will always succeed. Religion asks you to learn from the experience of others. Spirituality urges you to seek your own. Religion cannot stand spirituality. It cannot abide it. Spirituality may bring you to a different conclusion than a particular religion, and this no known religion can tolerate. Religion encourages you to explore the thoughts of others and accept them as your own. Spirituality invites you to toss away the thoughts of others and come up with your own. Feeling good is your way of telling yourself that your last thought was truth, that your last word was wisdom, that your last action was love. To notice how far you have progressed, to measure how highly you have evolved, to simply look to see what makes you feel good. And don't seek to force your evolution, to evolve further, faster, by denying what feels good or stepping away from it. Self-denial is self-destruction. You'd also know this, self-regulation is not self-denial. Regulating one's behavior is an active choice to do or not do something based on one's decision regarding who they are. If you declare that you are a person who respects the rights of others, a decision not to steal or rob from them, not to rape and plunder, is hardly self-denial. It is self-declaration. That is why it is said that the measure of how far one has evolved is what makes one feel good. If acting irresponsibly, if behaving in a way which you know might damage others or cause hardship or pain, is what makes you feel good, then you have not evolved very far. Awareness is the key here, and it is the task of the elders in your families and communities to create and spread this awareness among the young. It is likewise the job of God's messengers to increase awareness among all peoples, so that they may understand that what is done to or for one is done to or for all, because we are all one. When you come from "we are all one," it is virtually impossible to find that hurting another feels good. So-called irresponsible behavior vanishes. It is within these parameters that evolving beings seek to experience life. It is within these parameters that I say, grant yourself permission to have all that life has to offer, and you will discover it has more to offer than you've ever imagined. You are what you experience. You experience what you express. You express what you have to express. You have what you grant yourself.
I love this. I love this. But can we get back to the original question?
Yes. I created two sexes for the same reason I put the yin and yang in everything in the whole universe. They are part of the yin and the yang, this male and this female. They are the highest living expression of it in your world. They are the yin and the yang in form, in one of many physical forms. The yin and yang, the here and the there, the this and the that. The up and the down, the hot and the cold, the big and the small, the fast and the slow, the matter and the antimatter. All of it is necessary for you to experience life as you know it.
How may we best use this thing called sexual energy?
Lovingly.
Openly.
Playfully. Joyfully.
Outrageously. Passionately. Sacredly. Romantically. Humorously. Spontaneously. Touchingly. Creatively. Unabashedly, sensually, and of course,
frequently.